Welcome back. With me now, Dr. Emil Savundra. Most of you will have heard the name in connection with a great many differing incidents, whether it was 1950, the oil for China deal, Dr. Savundra Central, $1,200,000 tended to disappear. 1954, the rice for Goa deal, Dr. Savundra Central, $865,000 tended to disappear. 1958, Camp Bird scandal in Dr. Savundra, deported. 1959, the Costa Rican coffee beans, and then coming up to date, the fire, auto and marine. Now, can we take a look at a diagram for a moment, just to look at fire, auto and marine, to see what was going on at that time. Basically, this is how the situation would be described by economists, financiers, the reporters who've covered the story. That we started out with a situation where the public had a lot of money. They were attracted by Fire Auto Marine Insurance, who offered what other insurance companies said were ridiculously low premiums, what they just said were low premiums. Result, attractive to the public, money into Fire Auto Marine Insurance. Probably about £5 million, probably at a rate of £3.5 million a year by the end of the career of that company. That company controlled by Dr. Savundra with Mr. Quincy Walker, Dr. Savundra's company. The situation, however, the money was in the company, but inevitably claims started to come in. And in the last resort, the company was going to depend on its reserves, which had been invested.